Sorry Here with Conan. They played a few moments ago, actually, here on Sonic Blast. I want to talk to you about how did the show go? Did it meet your expectations? You've played before on Sonic Blast in another venue, right? So what was different this time? Talk us about it.
I think, if I recall correctly, when we played here last time, which was 2018, there was only one stage here.
Yeah, it was only one stage,
We played that.
And then it had a pool stage.
Yeah, exactly.
We kind of wanted to play that one, but
that would have been
That's a minus point.
But aside from that, it was great. And I guess this year around, and we've got a new album coming, so we're playing some new material. We're actually the proper lineup this time. Last time we had a friend step in for Chris temporarily, and so that's the main difference, I think. Like we had like a...
Because I went to the 2018 one, but when you guys were playing, I was interviewing some band and I missed the whole show. So so this time I was right there. So yeah,
well,
it was really great.
Yeah, you were there. I was just about to say that.
What makes a good crowd, in your humble opinion?
What do you reckon?
Well, like tonight was definitely a good crowd.
Yeah.
A crowd that like isn't afraid to move and, you know, get into it crowd surfing and
crowd surf, just like dancing or whatever,
dancing,
like
they're moving, just move.
Yeah, I think, you know, Conan's got quite a lot of bits that you know, if people are in the right kind of mood, can like dance to in a way, you know. When we played that Bristol,
and there's some interplay, which is kind of interesting. It doesn't, I mean,
we felt that today.
Not groovy in a kind of like
late 60s,
maybe more
Jostics.
Just vibing,
like groovy in terms of like some of the rhythms we have.
Toe tappers.
Like you can nod your head, and the way in which the riffs interact with the drums, I think, makes it more like it's kind of got a hook to it, even though it's dead simple, and people get into it, so.
Talking about, you speak about it briefly, about your new album. It's upcoming from Through Naples. What can you tell us about it? Are you guys excited to it finally be out and playing to everyone here?
Yeah. We are excited, and it's out in 1 week. So we're playing two songs from it live, like routinely at the minute. So I think we'll, you know, when we get to rehearse next, we'll maybe bring a song or two more in. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we'll play four songs from it in our live set, but we might at some point.
It feels like a long time coming, doesn't it? That, you know, we've been working on the album trying to work on the album for quite a long time, since end of 2019. So
that's COVID related stuff.
It was difficult for us, as every other band, but particularly as Johnny lives in a different country to me and John. So it's an island, we're in the UK, so it was difficult for us to get together and everything like that. But you know, We managed to get the material done, and then when we finally were able to get together, we were able to sort of like work on bits here and there, and then when the time came, went to the studio and got it down in a quite an intensive but creative process, really.
I found that really rewarding, actually. I don't know whether I've really said this out loud yet to the lads, but like, we hadn't really practiced a whole lot at all through lockdown, obviously, for obvious reasons. I mean, we had a few shows here and there, but like, coming back from tour, getting in the studio, it just made me feel really good that we could be that creative in such a short space of time. And that backs up what happened with Existential Void Guardian, when we came off tour and we had a few riffs, whatever, but they wrote the album relatively swiftly, within a week or two of being home. So don't know. I think that's a really good sign.
I think we work under pressure.
I'm the same type of person. Yeah, under pressure always. I know the album isn't even out yet, and so you're probably thinking doing some live shows on it. But what are your plans for the future? If you can tell us some. Do you have something in your sleeve?
Generally speaking, like most bands, tour a bit, play some cool festivals when we can. I guess what's an interesting point is that this is our last album on this deal with Napalm.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, potentially we might move labels maybe if we get something comes along. That's something that's kind of interesting for us. So we've been on Napalm now since 2012.
That's 10 years.
Yeah, that's when we joined. Just after we released Monos, they signed us up. So it feels like forever, to be honest. You know, I didn't even have long hair then. I could look completely different. So I think we've all changed a lot in that time. Yeah. But yeah, that's something that is sort of on the horizon, which is a huge difference between what was happening when Existential Void Guardian was coming out, because we were still under contract then. But yeah, we got like some shows coming up. Playing in Brazil in a couple of weeks. It's going to be cool.
The South Americans like you, I guess.
I hope so.
No, they are crazy. They are really party people. So.
I understand that they can be quite violent.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope that they do like us.
And keep a low profile.
Yeah, yeah. Just stay in the hotel.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. To finish it, any message, anything at all you want to leave to the people that stayed at home and are listening to this?
Johnny's really into politics, so I'll let him say this.
Sorry, what was the question?
some final thing for the people listening at home. Anything you want.
I don't know, just stay good, stay happy, stay look after yourself.
What if they're not happy right now?
Get happy.
Yeah, if you're not happy, try your best to get happy. That's our advice. We say that to each other all the time.
Look after yourselves.
Which is a classic Irish phrase. Yeah.